Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday, that means we talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and we get the lowdown on what's going on in the world of business. Hello to you.
How you doing, Alan?
Very well. Let's talk, first of all, about the Toyota plant in Georgetown. Big milestone celebrated recently.
They're getting ready to start next year the production on the Lexus ES350. And this past week, they have begun construction on the new assembly line and building where that will go. Currently, the plant has two assembly lines where they build the Camry, Camry Hybrid, Avalon, Avalon Hybrid, and the Venza. And starting next year, they'll have the ES350 on its own separate line. And they have an ability to put out about 50,000 of those cars on an annual basis, which would take their overall annual capacity up to 550,000 cars.
And overall, it was a great year, 2013, for Toyota as a brand.
Toyota set another record for themselves as far as North American production goes, as they and both the Lexus and Toyota brands are trying to build cars where they're marketed. They had a record year of just under 1.6 million cars produced in North America, and most of those in the end will be sold here as well.
Obviously, this ties in quite nicely with the whole BEAM initiative between the mayors of Lexington and Louisville and, of course, the 32 counties in between about advanced manufacturing. We're actually seeing some of that tangibly.
Yes, especially automotive. Kentucky has been very strong historically, and we have solidified the number three spot behind Michigan and Ohio as far as automotive manufacturing in the country. It was something that Governor Beshear brought up last week in a speech to the State Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we've been in the third place position before, but I think we were a little bit down on that in recent years. And we have got a strong foothold back in the number three spot. And with thanks to these type of projects to make advanced manufacturing high up on our list of what we need to do. And quite more than that, the support of Toyota, General Motors, and Ford.
And moving on, small businesses in Kentucky about to get a bit of a shot in the arm, too. Talk about that.
Kentucky got its second allocation from the U.S. Treasury Department's State Small Business Credit Initiative, which acts as a bridge in loans from banks to small businesses that merit-wise meet just about all the requirements but fall just short of being able to secure loans from banks. And so this allows banks to give loans out a little bit more freely to help grow the economy. We've had comments on our website from more libertarian types that don't like the thought of if a business isn't strong enough to get a loan on its own. Why are we using federal money to make it easier for them? But the state has been able to help secure more than 50 loans for these small businesses out of just a few million dollars that was given in previous years. So this is money that for every dollar spent has turned into a lot more money that is then fed back in through the economy.
I want to go back to something that Governor Beshear said in his State of the Commonwealth address, and that had to deal with tax reform. Been a week now since the General Assembly has been in session. What's your take on whether we're going to get tax reform in this session?
No, it doesn't look like that's much going to happen. Also at the State Chamber dinner last week, the governor said tax modernization instead of tax reform, and we went through a set of tax modernization under Governor Fletcher, and that's basically throwing up wallpaper on a wall that needs to be replaced. And it sounds like there's a lot of people in the legislature and the governor who want tax reform, but they're not going to be able to agree on how to do it. And the governor has indicated that it's not necessarily going to be the top priority this session. And you know, he's still banging the drum on expanded gaming as well. And he's been doing that in all six of his legislative sessions. So at this point, I wouldn't expect too highly to see that. Also at that dinner, all of the legislative leadership, including the governor, spoke. And as far as local sales tax option, which is something that especially Mayor Fisher in Louisville has been pushing a lot, as well as Mayor Gray here in Lexington, it received mention and if not support from Senate President, who said that it was something that was worth talking about, Senate Minority Leader, who said he was for it, House Minority Leader, who said thought it was worth talking about, but then it was completely absent from the speeches of Governor Beshear and Speaker Stumbo.
Very, very interesting. Eric Carlson has been our guest. He's the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, and you can go to their website at bizlex.com for the latest business news. And podcasts of our conversations are available at WUKY.org. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you so much for having me.